Still not convinced that your thoughts embrace so many and such a high percentage of people. Right now, this type of corruption is occurring, folks, at healthcare at virtually every level. Chapter 11. Still not convinced? Of course, the last chapter was not convinced, and then I hopefully got you to at least consider some things and open your eyes. At this point, you're still not convinced? That's the chapter 11. Chapter 11, still not convinced? Well, this book, and obviously these tapes and CDs, contains many basic premises. Some, or quite frankly, probably most, of my statements may be very hard for many of you to believe and grasp. Some of the things I say, such as walking being incredibly healthy, or eating more fresh raw fruit and vegetables has many health benefits, may be relatively easy for you to accept as truth. Other basic premises that I espouse in this book, such as non-prescription and prescription drugs causing disease, may be much harder to accept as truth. I encourage you to educate yourself on these subjects. To help you do that, I would like to provide additional material that goes into detail on these various subjects. How to read. Sanctuary. That's the first one. That talks about the gentleman that I use in Southern California. Vibrational Medicine, which is the number one handbook of subtle energy therapies. And Energy Medicine, the scientific basis. Next, if you're not convinced that food additives, this is the stuff that the food industry is putting in the food and in many cases not even listing on the label. If you're not convinced that food additives are a leading cause of illness, then read Hard to Swallow, The Truth About Food Additives. If you're not convinced the food industry is purposely creating foods that make you physically addicted, increase your appetite, make you fat, and give you disease, then read Fast Food Nation or The Crazy Makers, How the Food Industry is Destroying Our Brains and Harming Our Children. Genetically Engineered Food, Changing the Nature of Nature. Food Politics. Restaurant Confidential or Fatland. These are all great books. Next, if you're not convinced that vaccines are deadly, causing disease, and should never be used. Oh boy, this is a big controversial subject, I know. Talk about politics and the money involved in this. Well, read these, man. This will blow your mind. Or call us at 800-931-4721. If you're out of the United States, just go to our website. Or in the book, there should be an international number somewhere where you can call as well. But please, if you're not convinced at this point, then if there's a particular subject, then get the additional information. Because you have to have the information to give you the pillars of belief that I have. Everything I say here, I believe 1,000%, because I have read and studied the huge amount of documentation. So when I come out and say a specific thing, such as, well, the FTC is suppressing natural cures, or the FDA is suppressing natural cures, or drug companies only want to sell drugs, they don't want people to be cured, I'm making that statement based on virtually maybe 100,000 documents or hundreds of conversations. So I'm making one statement based on huge amounts of data, and I feel super confident in making that statement. When you hear it, you don't know all the backup data that I have used to come to that conclusion. And that's what these books can help you do. This isn't the exhaustive reference list in which I've generated all my conclusions, but this is a very good starting point on the major issues and the major things that I cover in this book. So please, get these books. Go to naturalcures.com, become a member, and help support